Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Chaf Hei Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It is the 478th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue the Mishnaic discussion of the interrogation of the Edim. It will report the famous machlokis between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua in regards to the acceptance of certain Edim and the showdown where Rabbi Yoshua was forced by Rabbi Gamliel, spiritually forced by Rabbi Gamliel, to follow the calendar as Rabbi Gamliel had pronounced it. The Gemara will analyze that discussion, and the Gemara will get involved with quite many details that will continue the details that we had from yesterday's daf and the daf before in regards to different phenomenons and facts about the new moon. At Amud Beis, the Gemara will conclude the parak with a beautiful description of the ending of the showdown between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua. And we will begin with the new parak, which has a very important Gemara in regards to requirements of Bezdin, both in regards to Kiddush HaChodesh as well as to Dinei Mamonos. So let us begin. Maisa, says the Mishnah on the last line, Chavdal Adam Beis Shabbos Shnayim Va'omer, Ra'inu Shachris B'Mizrach, we saw the new moon in the eastern hemisphere in the morning, Va'arvis B'Mariv, and in the evening it was in the western hemisphere. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri protested. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, they shekerim, they've got to be false witnesses. The reason that they have to be false is because, Rashi explains from his Rabbeim, that they claim that in the morning they saw the old moon, and 12 hours later, they saw the new moon in the west. Normally, Rashi quotes from his Rabbeim, based on the Gemara and Chaf HaMebeis, it takes a 24-hour period to turn over from the old moon to the new moon. Ultimately, Rashi rejects that pshat because of a line later on in the Gemara, and Rashi learns that the reason why Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri suggested that they were Eidei Sheker, as described by Rashi in the first narrow line on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, is that in the morning they testified that they saw the new moon in the east, and then in the evening they testified that they saw it in the west. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri objects and says that it takes longer than 12 hours for the new moon to go from the east to the west. Tosos, on the previous Amud and Chavdalid Amud Beis, on the bottom, defends the position of Rabosav Shel Rashi, and these are the two explanations, the standard explanation of the Rishonim, of what was the Eidei Sheker. Were they alleged to be Eidei Sheker because they had testified on both the old moon and the new moon, or was the new moon in two different places? The Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says it's not likely to get from that place to the next, from the east to the west, within 24 hours. Says the Mishnah, Tulan, Sematak Shibol, Yavne, Kiblin, Rabbi Gamliel. When they came to Yavne, Rabbi Gamliel accepted them. That was one case. V'od, and there's another case. Boshnaim, there were two Eidim, V'amru, when they testified. Re'inu, Bizmano, we saw the moon in its appropriate time. Ubelel, Iburo, Lonir. We saw the new moon on the night of the 30th. And on the night afterwards, the 31st, we didn't see it at all. V'kibo Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel accepted these Eidim. Amr Rabbi Dosa Eidei Ben Horkinus Eidei Shekerim. Rabbi Dosa objected. These are not, Eidim are not telling the truth. Because if you saw on the first night, and there was not cloudy the next night, then of course you should see it the next night. Heich me'idim al isha sheyolda. How can you testify on a woman that she gave birth? Ulumachar kresa ben shina. And then the next day, she's pregnant with her pregnancy between her teeth. It can't be that she's so full if she just gave birth. Same thing over here. It can't be that you didn't see it that next day. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua, and Rabbi Yoshua supported it. Ro ani es dvarecha. He says, I agree with what you said. So this had Rabbi Yoshua's support as well. But Rabbi Gamliel had accepted them as Eidim.
Nevertheless, Rabbi Gamliel did not accept it. We continue. You hear some noise in the background. That's because we're going down Highway 1 past the area of Motza, where many of the Shluchim went out to the Gola to let them know about the Kiddush HaChodesh. And we're passing the hills, where the hills were alive, to let them know of the Kiddush HaChodesh. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent the following word: Gazlani Alecha, I decree on you, Shetovu Etzli B'maklecho Mosecho B'yomek Yipurim Shekaliyos B'chosh B'necha, that you have to come. Rabbi Gamliel forces the hand, you have to come to me on Yom Kippurim with your stick and your money, because the halacha follows me. Halacha Matzah Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva found Rabbi Yeshua Meitzar. He was distressed. Amar Loi, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, Yesh Lilmot, Shekol Masher, also Rabbi Gamliel Asui, that whatever Rabbi Gamliel said is binding, even for you is binding, Rabbi Yeshua, even if you think it's mistaken. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Eile Moyadei Hashem Asher Tikru, Mikroi Kodesh Asher Tikru Asam, that who is the one who declares the Moedim? The Bezdin. Bein Bezmanei, Bein Shelo Bezmanei, whether it's in the right time, in the accurate time, whether it's not. Ein li moados, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I only have holidays, Elo Elu, except these. Rabbi Akiva tries to encourage Rabbi Yeshua to cope with this challenge and accept Rabbi Gamliel's psak. Bolo Eitzel Rabbi Dosa Ben Horkness. Rabbi Yeshua went to consult with Rabbi Dosa Ben Horkness, Amar Loi, and Rabbi Dosa Ben Horkness, who had opposed Rabbi Gamliel's psak, said to Rabbi Yeshua, "In banon uladin, achal kol bezdin ubezdin, shamad mi mois moishav ad achshav." So, what are we going to do? We're going to go back and judge every psak of Kiddush HaChodesh and see if we agree with it. Shenemar, as we see in the pasuk, "Vayal moishav aron another of Yerushim zikne Yisrael." And the reason every psak bezin is significant is because of the following. It says in the pasuk that he went up with the shim zakenim, v'lom l'sparshu shmos and shel zakenim. Why did not mention the names of the zakenim? The Torah goes out of its way a lot of times to spell out a lot of different things. We learned in Parshas Naso, the end of Sefer Yoshua, spells out all the names of the kings that Israel conquered. The zakenim are no less. Elo lamed shekol because every Bezdin has a status of that of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that swayed Rabbi Yoshua. He took his stuff, his money, on the Yom HaKippurim that he had Cheshbon. According to Yom HaKippurim, his Cheshbon. Rabbi Gamliel, Venoshek al Rosho. Rabbi Gamliel, the Mishnah ends beautifully, kissed him on his head. Amar loy, boy b'shalim Rebbe v'talmidi, come in peace, my Rebbe and my students. Rebbe v'chachma, you're wiser than me, my chachma, my teacher and chachma, v'talmidi, and my student shekibalta es dvarai, that you accepted my word. Tanya, the Gemara continues, 8 lines in Achafin Amar Aleph. Amar loy, Rebbe v'mi, the chacham kach mekublan beis abba, this is what I accepted from my father's house, beis avi, avi abba, from my grandfather's house, pa'amim, Rabbi Gamliel is explaining, how is it possible, let's take the second pshat of Rashi, that they saw the new moon first in the east in the morning, and at night they saw it on the west, and that was 12 hours later, and normally it takes the moon, a lot longer to move along from the east all the way to the west. Normally it takes 20 hours. Answers Rabbi Gamliel, there are times that the route of the moon is actually a shorter route. Now, this is not clear to me in Metzias how this works, but it's a shorter route and therefore can go from the east to the west. The Mefarshim do try to explain what that means. Pa'amim shebab aruka, pa'amim shebab itzar. But for Daf Yomi, we'll have to satisfy ourselves with, according to Rashi's pshat, that there are times that the moon does go from east to west within 12 hours. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, my taima devei Rebbe. What was the rationale of Rabbi Gamliel? Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Asa yireach v'moadim, shemesh yodam v'va'o, and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and tell him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the moon for the holidays. And shemesh hu yodam v'va'o, and the sun knows how to go. What does that mean, knows how to go? That he has one particular way in which goes. However, Yerech lo yada mavo, the moon does not have one particular direction, and there are times that reaches point A to point B in a longer fashion, and times a smaller fashion, hence it's possible to go from east to west in a short period of time. He saw the moon that was
in its waning stage. It was a moon of the 29th day. Siara is a moon. It was in the morning. He saw it, the Esrim V'tisha, on the 29th day. Shkol, he took kala, a mound of dirt, pasak bay, and he threw it towards the moon. Amar, and he exclaimed, "Urta, being the kiddushebach, we're going to need to sanctify a new moon. In other words, it's time for kiddush hachodesh. Va'at kiyamta hachil zil ichse, and you're still standing there. Go and cover yourself. Go disappear in order for us to be able to be mekadesh the new chodesh." Rashi explains what Rabbi Chiya was bringing out was that if the moon was still going to be standing there in the evening, so then they were not able to do Kiddush HaChodesh the next day, because the night has to be also part of the Kiddush HaChodesh, and therefore the moon cannot be seen on that night. The moon would be seen on the night of the 29th, then in such a case, they would not be able to do Kiddush HaChodesh the next day. They would not be able to do Kiddush HaChodesh on the 30th.
The Gemara now continues with the story, and it turns out the moon was not seen that night. It had disappeared, as Rabbi Chiya had quote-unquote requested. Amalei Rabbi the Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi then said to Rabbi Chiya, Zil ayin tov v'kid shel yarche v'shalach la simna dav melech Yisrael chayvika.
Go and find Edim. Go look out well with an ayin tov and find Edim that saw the new moon.
Isn't that amazing? I just said the word new moon, and we were driving along the 38, 5 minutes away from Ramat Beit Shemesh, and I looked up, and there was the new moon. A couple days in, getting ready to work for Kabbalah's HaTorah.
So Rebbe said to Rebbe Chiya, go find Edom for this.
V'shalach li simna, and send me a sign. You found them with the words, Davach Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Rashi explains that this is connected to the previous Gemara, that Rebbe was concerned that there were going to people who were going to complain that there, how could it be that there was a new moon? They had seen the old moon all throughout the 29th. Hence, he wanted him to find Edom to verify that there was a new moon and the old moon had disappeared. Rashi explains that the simin that we're all familiar with Dov Melech Yisrael, that we say by Kiddush Levana, is based on the idea that David is... His metaphor is one of a moon, as the pasuk in Tehillim says, "Yerech Yikon Olam," which, of course, in Chassidish Sfarim speak about the power of his chachus of Klal Yisrael. David, his future seemed to be doomed so many times, and David is the comeback kid, and that's Klal Yisrael. We are all comeback kids, and that's what this new moon in this beautiful sky, blue sky over the hills of Hare Yehuda, that's what that moon represents, that no matter what's going wrong, no matter what the challenge is, that Kadosh Baruch Hu shows us that there's always the potential for his chachos. Tana Rabban Pamachas, Mizgashu Shamayim Ba'ovim, Menuris Demus Levanos, Be'etzim Etish Lechodesh. And it appeared that there was a shape of the moon on the 29th of the month. Kisvur Ma'am Lomer Rosh Chodesh. They thought it was Rosh Chodesh. Bikshu Bezdin Lekacho, and even Bezdin wanted to sanctify the moon. Amar Lam Rabbi Gamliel Kach Mekublanim Beis Aviyaba Ein Chidush Alavana Pchusa Me'esem Etisha Yom Umechza Ushni Shlishi Shah. No, it's got to be well into the 29th day, 29 and a half and 2/3 of an hour. And Va'ayin Gimel Chalakim Vosa Yom. And the Gemara continues fascinatingly, and on that day, Mesa Ima Shel Ben Zaza, the mother of Ben Zaza died, Vespidua Rebbe Gamliel, Hespid Gadol, and Rebbe Gamliel gave a large Hespid. Loi Mipnei Shru'iyah L'kach, not because she was worthy of this Hespid, El Kadesh Shiedu Am Shlo Kitshu Bezin Es HaChodesh. He elongated the Hespid so everybody would know there was no way that Rebbe Gamliel had sanctified the new moon, even though everybody had seen it, supposedly seen it, which Rebbe Gamliel said cannot be. They'll know that it couldn't have taken place because Rebbe Gamliel spent the whole day being maspid, the mother of Ben Zaza. In our dramatic story, in our Mishnah, Halach Rebbe Akiva went and he found Rebbe Yeshua distressed. Yibolu mi meitzer. Why was Rebbe Yeshua distressed? Rebbe Akiva meitzer? Even though we translate our Mishnah that Rabbi Yoshua was distressed, the Gemara now has a Shaila. Yiboilhu mi meitzar, correcting what we said a moment ago, who was distressed? Rabbi Akiva meitzar? Was Rabbi Akiva distressed? Or Rabbi Yoshua meitzar? We learned the Pashtus is that Rabbi Yoshua was distressed. But the Gemara has a suffix. Toshma, come here, disanya. Halach Rabbi Akiva, o matzoy Rabbi Yoshua kishu meitzar, amr loy Rabbi, ipnei ata meitzar. Why are you distressed? So clearly, Rabbi Akiva asks Rabbi Yoshua, why are you distressed? Amr loy. Rabbi Yoshua responds, Akiva, roy loy, sheipol. In other words, in this case, it's Rabbi Yeshua talking about himself. It's roi for me to fall into bed, to fall sick. Sheipol amit yud beis chodesh val yigzar alav gzeira alai gzeira zu. And that there shouldn't be such a terrible decree on me. This is the worst possible decree that I could have, that I could be decreed that I have to violate what I believe is the correct Yom HaKippurim. Malay Rebbe Tarsheni Lomar Lefanecha Dover. So Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Yeshua if he could repeat to him something that Rabbi Yeshua himself had taught him. Amalei Amar. So Rabbi Yeshua said, okay. Amalei, Rabbi Akiva said to him, Harehu Amar Atem, 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 Gimel Pam. The Torah says Atem three times. In regards to the Moedos, there are three times the word Atem is used. Now sometimes it's not Atem, but rather is Osam with Aleph, Saf, Mem, Beloshen, Chaser. And we read it as Atem. There are three times that the Torah says, Asher Tikru'u Osam b'mo'adam. But again, the Osam being written as Aleph Tav Mem. So Chazal Darshan, Atem, 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 Gimel Pamim. Atem afilu shayim. Atem afilu meizidim. Atem, the mitzvah is given to you even if you err. Even if you err, the second Atem teaches you on purpose. Atem afilu mutan. Atem being that you were fooled, Rashi explains, by Eidei Sheker. So this is the message that Rabbi Akiva gave to Rabbi Yoshua. B'loshen zeh amar lo, and Rabbi Yoshua responded, Akiva nichamtani, nichamtani. You've comforted me that I don't have to worry that I'm going to come to violate Yom HaKippurim because the Kiddush HaChodesh Rabbi Gamliel is binding, even if it falls into these categories of Shogigin, Mezidin, or Mutai. Then Rabbi Akiva had left, and Rabbi Yoshua went to Rabbi Dosa ben Horkis. Tan Rabban, Laman loy nisparshu shemosim shel zakenin ha'alalu. Why didn't it mention the names of the zakenim? We're referring back to the drasha that we had mentioned above in our Mishnah, where Rabbi Dosa conveys to Rabbi Yoshua that every bezdin has the power of the Bezdin of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shelo yamar adam ploni kemoshe va'aron. Is this Dayan like Moshe Rabbeinu or Aaron HaKohen? Ploni kenadav aviu, or is this one like Nadav aviu? Ploni ke'eldad umeidad, or even on the madrig of Eldad umeidad. Ve'omer, and the Pasuk says, Vayomer Shmuel alam Hashem asher osa es Moshe ves Aaron, that Shmuel said to the nation which was formed by Moshe Aaron, Va'omer v'yishlach Hashem es Yerubal v'es Bedon v'es Yiftach v'es Shmuel. And the Pasuk says that Hashem sent Yerubal, Bedon, and Yiftach to tell us that Kadosh Baruch Hu will do Nisim for you, just like he did for Moshe and Aaron, b'schus these much lower leaders like Bedon and Yiftach. Yerubal, what is the reference to Yerubal Zegidon? This refers to the Shofet Gidim. Elam Nikrishmo Yerubal. Sha'asa Mariva Mabal. He warred against Baal. Bidon Zashimshon. Elam Nikrishmo Bidon. Da'asi Midon. He came from Don. Yiftach Kimashmo. Yiftach refers to the judge, the Shofet Yiftach. Nimz Marchafeim Beis. Va'omer Moshe Varmuchon. Avushmal Vakarishimoi. We sing on Friday night Moshe and Aaron with their Kohanim and Shmuel as well, who called out to Hashem. Shokal HaKosev Shlosha Kali Eliyom, the Torah equates the lightest of the judges, Yerubal, Bedon, and Yiftach, with Kishlosha Chamorei Olam, with the most awesome who had come about to Klal Yisrael. And who are that? Moshe and Aaron and Shmuel. What's it coming to tell you? A famous expression. Lom lecha Yerubal Bedoro, Kimoshe Bedoro. Yerubal in his generation is like Moshe. Bedon Bedoro. Karam bedoro, Yiftach bedoro, Kishmul bedoro, Lamdecha, Shafilu kalsha bekalim.
no matter how low the leader is, v'nismarne mane parnis al tzibur, and he's appointed to be a leader for the tzibur, areyu ka'avir sheba'avirim. He's of the most chashuv upon the most chashuv. In other words, Amani Gador is as important as Moshe Rabbeinu, even if he's not close to his madrega. Va'imer, and the pasuk says, "Uvasal akayim alvim v'lashefet ashiya b'yam heim," that the pasuk says that when you come to the judges to ask them a shaila, then you have to follow what they teach you. Asks the Gemara, why is it say ashiya b'yam heim? Chisal al dait chashadim holach etz al dain shlohaya b'yamav. How could it be that he goes to a judge that is not from his days? What's the chidush? Ashiya b'yam maheim. The only shofet to go to is a shofet from your days. And the Pasuk in Kehela says that a person should not complain about what once was versus what he has today. Don't say that the original days were better. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had destined that these be the shoftim and to be mekabel that which it is. Hence, we're bound to the Kiddush HaChodesh of Bezdin of our generation. Rabbi Yoshua conceded, Natla Makola Umosa Biyado. He took his stick and his money in his hand on the day that was Yom Kippurim, according to his calculations. Tan Rabban Kimishra Oisa Oimid. Omad. Once Rabbi Gamliel saw him, he stood up, Mikiso, from his chair, Vinashko al Roisha. And he gave Rabbi Yoshua a kiss, as our Mishnah records. Amar Lo. Shalom Alecha, Rebbe V'Talmidi, Rebbe Shelimadit Tani Torah B'Rabim. Here the Girsa is slightly different, that in our Mishnah it has Rebbe Gamliel saying that Rebbe Yeshua is his Rebbe B'Chachma. Here it has Rebbe Gamliel describing that Rebbe Yeshua had taught him, had taught Rebbe Gamliel Torah in public. V'Talmidi, Shani Goyzer Alecha Gzeir V'Atam Mekayim Ma, that you fulfilled the Gzeirah that I had said. K'Talmid, like a student. Ashrei Hador, praises the generation, Shagdoilim Nishmam Liktanim, that the great ones listen to the smaller ones, Kavachomer Ktanim Ligdolim, and certainly that the small ones shall listen to the great ones. Asks the Gemara, Kavachomer? It's a Kavachomer that the small ones shall listen to the great ones? Chiyuvu, there's a requirement. Without that, then there wouldn't be any proper processing of teaching of Torah. El Mitok Shagdolim Nishmam Liktanim, when the large ones, the great ones, listen to the small ones, what a fascinating Musar, nosin ktanim kalachomer atzman. So every once in a while, when you're greater than somebody else, if someone who's smaller points something else that is legitimate to emphasize that you've accepted what they've said, ultimately then people are more likely to hear what you have to say. Hadron alachemeinim akirin bezer Hashem. We finish the second parak in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Let's begin the mission on the third parak. Ra'u bezdin v'kol Yisrael. When Bezdin and all of Klal Yisrael sees the new moon, the Gemara is going to analyze, why does it say, Ro Bezdin v'chol Yisrael? As long as you have two Edim, that's going to be enough. Nechgru Edim, and the Edim were interrogated. V'lo speak lo mekudesh ad shech ha-shecha, but they weren't able to sanctify the moon until the next night. Harezim u'ber, then it is a month with 30 days and not 29 days. Ro'u Bezdin bilvad, what if Bezdin alone sees the Chodesh? Yamdu shnayim v'idu b'fneim. Then two should stand up and testify in front of them. V'yomru mikudish mikudish. The chidush of our mission, which the Gemara will elaborate on, is that Bezdin alone, at first glance, seeing is not enough, but rather, in certain circumstances, they're going to need two edim to stand up and testify in front of them. Ru'u shlosha v'heim Bezdin. What if three people only see it, and they are the Bezdin? Yamdu hashnayim. So two of the dayanim should stand up and put two more people next to the other dayanim. And then it should be testified in front of them. And then the new bezdin should say mekudesh mekudesh. Because an individual, one dayan will not be enough. You can't have two of the dayanim testify in front of one of the dayanim because one dayan is not acceptable for kiddush hachodesh. The Gemara will analyze many of the assumptions of our Mishnah. Let's now, Bezer Hashem, begin that analysis of the Gemara, which will take us through tomorrow, Bezer Hashem, as well. Says the Gemara, Lama li l'misna ru'u bezna v'chal Yisrael. Why does it need to say all of Bezna and Klal Yisrael saw it?
All you need is two people to see it. Says the Gemara, Itzra, Salka, Daitach, Amin, Ahol, V'ru'u, Bez, M'cha, Yisrael, Yifirsa, Milei, V'loli, Abru'a. What happens if everybody saw it? So then in such a case, maybe you don't need to say, you don't need to interrogate the Eidim and wait till it's nightfall, like took place in our Mishnah, and say immediately, Mekudish, Kamash, Malon. Chiddush is no, you need to have Eidim, they need to be interrogated, even if it's a Dover, Hamifursim. And if we said that Bez and all Yisrael saw it, then why does it emphasize that the Eidim were interrogated? Hachikamer. This is what it's saying. According to Rashi's Pshat, you're right. The Eidim do not need to be interrogated in such a case. However, the Mishnah should read as follows. Inami nechro Eidim, if the Eidim, the interrogation of the Eidim took a while. Then such a case, the month is not sanctified until they say Mikudish. Says the Gemara, wait, if that's so, if that's the point of our Mishnah, that if they're only able to say Mikudish, for whatever reason, after nightfall, even if it's Mefarsei Madavar, so then in such a case, the month is a 30-day month and not a 29-day month, says the Gemara, V'kim in the Tana Ad Shechashecha Reza Mu'umar, Lama L'misanya, Chakira Seidim Klal, then why do we need to mention another reason why it would take longer? Interrogating the Eidim, it took a while for the Dayanim to find their seats, whatever it might be, at the end of the day, anytime the Kiddush HaKodesh takes place at night, the night of the 30th, so then in such a case, it's no longer a 29-day month. Lomi li misanya, chakiras Eidim klal, Yitzchok says in Marsak, tavi chakiras Eidim chilas din. Maybe we could look at the interrogation of the witnesses as if it's the beginning of the din. Umikudish mikudish ki gmar din. And the halacha is that when it comes to gmar din, that gmar din is acceptable to be done at night because we consider as if the din, the judgment, the case began already at day. So too over here. Since the chakiras ha'edim began during the daytime, maybe we would say tchilas ha'din and mikudish mikudish ki gmar din, and therefore it's considered as if they had sanctified it at the time that they had begun the chakiras ha'edim. Belikdish it belayla, and then you should be able to mekadish it at night. Midi dehave dine mamnas, and should be like the halach of dine mamnas, desnan dine mamnas done in biyom v'gar belayla. You're allowed to finish it at night, and it's considered as if you judged in the day. So too, it's considered, maybe considered as if you had done it today. Hachinami mekadishin belayla, kamash malon, and that's what the chiddush over here is, that you cannot say that. Ve'im hachinami. Maybe that's so. If by Dina Mamas it's considered as if you did it during the day, so too over here we should consider it as if you did it during the day, and therefore you should be able to say Mekudesh Mekudesh Belayla, and therefore it should only be a 29-day month and not a 30-day month. Amar Kara answers the Gemara because the pasuk says Ki Chayk Li Yisrael Hu Mishpat Le Yaakov, that the Kiddush HaChodesh, the making of Rosh Chodesh, is a chok and it's a mishpat. Emas have a chok. When is it a chok? Big mardin. V'kari le'rachmana mishpat. Ma mishpat biyom afachanami biyom. So it's only considered a chok when they've proclaimed it. That Rashi points out is based on the Gemara on Daf Ches Amid Beis. And therefore the chok has to take place when? Has to take place during the Zman of Mishpat. When's that? That is during the daytime. Shlomo Zalman is waiting patiently over here, right, Shlomo Zalman? Yes or no? He's shaking his head. No. Shaking his head. Yes, right? Yes. Okay. Shlomo Zalman's waiting patiently. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Chaf Hei in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. I hope Beis Hashem to add the halacha from the daily daf as well to today's daf.